Morning all. Thought everybody should deserve a stereo boo from me now. Well, I'll go in the lounge and do some stuff. Hear all the clock ticking. Got some cuckoos to wind. This is a lovely old thing as well. Little 30 hour. It's a 30 hour. Don't know much about it other than that. I just know. Well, what do you know? All I did is pull the cord and look what it did. That'd beat as hell, but it's working. Oh, you stupid thing. Oh, it was running. Now it is. It stopped at 8:20. I think the time by my knowledge is 9:25. I was getting on for 9:20, so that one's done. These are the 2 30-hour ones I've got here. They're a pain in the backside actually, because they will insist on dying. This is one of my favourite ones. This is my biggest of the two. And the weight, of course, has bottomed out, so you have to pull it like that. That's it, she's running. So you just hit that. And she's showing. Well, you get an 8 o'clock out of this one. Oh, 7. Okay. There you are. This has got to be the biggest cuckoo clock I think I've ever seen. You can tell by that tick that it's huge. My favourite, actually. Of the three that I've got here. My 8 day is cool because it's an 8 day and you don't see many of them. But this is a cool one because it's a... Obviously it's a bit of a treasure. There they all go. On your right there, in the window. I'm gonna see what time this is showing. This is my little 8 day. It's not much of a tick to it. When you think about it, really, it's a bit tame, as it were. I'm gonna just stand here now and just let you guys listen to some of these guys rocking on. I'm recording with my best recorder for the job here. In fact, I've got a clock here that I want to wind up. Old alarm clocks, love them. They've got to be the coolest thing ever then. I've got 3 of them. There's another one here. I've wound the wrong hole on that one. And there. Never mind. Oh, have I wound the wrong hole? I actually don't know if I have. No, I haven't. That was lucky. For some reason I thought I'd wound the wrong hole on that one. But I didn't. It was pot luck that I got the right one. My little Shaq's clock. Lovely old thing, this. I've got to de-batterify a lot of my old alarm clocks because I've lost a few due to batteries dying. so I need to remove batteries from certain ones and replace them if necessary. That's that done. You can really hear the collection really shine. That one's wrong. I've got one or two missing due to failures. Got one here that's failed. I'll let a chime though, because it's a lovely chime. Shame about that one, it just won't run. No matter what I do, it won't have it. No, that one won't run. I was trying for my Whittington chimer, but it didn't work. We're coming up to the quarter two. I'll check the time with this thing.
The time is now 44 minutes past 8 a.m.
That's my new wall clock that I was given. My other one I was given. Of course, we can't not have the mighty Mel here on Whittington chime. What a beautiful sound. That one's wrong, but doesn't really matter. Not too majorly wrong. As people have commented, I haven't done a lot of clock boos lately because I haven't really had anything to boo about with these guys, but I thought I'd just share you a little bit of the magic of them running. Here there's a big variety of styles, and they're just the quarter strikers. I've got the half hour strikers to figure into that as well, of which there's quite a few. I'm always on the lookout for more to fill this beautiful room, because quite honestly it's pretty good. So yeah, I'll get this uploaded to Boo, and she's lagging. That one's lagging, I don't know why. Sure, I fixed that yesterday, but it's lagging again. Silly thing. That's about it, I think. If there's any more that appear, then we're not going to get them, because we're up to 8 minutes 48. So, 8 minutes 52 now. So I'm not going to get any further with that. Well, I thought I'd just share with you what I have. Because I think, for those who like clocks, I think it's a wonderful hobby to get into, is collecting them. You know, you can really let them shine. You can set up your lounge like I've done and have loads around you. It's absolutely brilliant. That ticking actually can send you to sleep if you're not careful. It really can. So, I have to be wary of that when I'm in here late at night. But anyway, I'll get off, and I will see you all soon. I'll leave you with the last 10 seconds of clock ticking.